You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class on this Friday here in KGYM. 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour and welcome in Izzy, from what I'm told. Winter Storm Izzy is the name of this one, according to the National Weather Service, Weather Channel, etc., etc. We'll keep you informed here today. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. Ben on the other side of the glass with you here today. As the snow continues to fall throughout the state of Iowa, most everything tonight is off. If there is a game that is played, I do not know what it would be. I have not heard of it. Everything in our neck of the woods is off. And as far as we know, wrestling for tomorrow, most of those venues still on. Hopefully this will get out of here and get the plows out throughout the night into the mornings and have those ready to go. But everything tonight pretty much washed out. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today. We're going to talk about the big decision of Tyler Linderbaum's. Not surprising. That came out earlier this morning. We'll talk about Iowa's big win over Indiana in basketball last night. Look ahead to Iowa and Minnesota. Iowa State and Texas coming up tomorrow and Super Wild Card Weekend. Plus the Emil Sideaway pick six coming your way before 4 o'clock here this afternoon on KGYM. Again, 319-366-1600 is the text line. And we welcome you in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. And happy Izzy to you, Mark. How you doing today?
How'd you come up with that?
I didn't. That was the that's the moniker given to it by the National Weather Service and the I'm not sure it's the Weather Service, but it's the Weather Channel. You know, a couple of years ago, they took a page out of our book. We should have trademarked it, naming winter storms. And this one is Izzy.
All right. I think I would have called it Winter Storm Chris.
Yeah, as in Chris Murray.
Exactly.
With a K, not with a C. I see what you did there. Ben sees what you did there as well. He got a chuckle out of it.
Good afternoon, boys.
Yes, good afternoon to you. Let's start off, though, with the decision I think that was not a surprise to anybody out there that follows Iowa football, really that follows college football, as earlier this morning, Tyler Linderbaum, the All-American center out of Solon, and told everybody that he is going to enter the NFL draft for 2022. He is projected to be a number one draft choice somewhere up and down the line among the first 32 picks anyway. We'll see if it's in the middle. We'll see if it's in the back end. Whatever the case may be, he is going to be a high draft choice, and he is going to sign a very big contract coming up and play on Sundays starting next September.
Yeah, certainly a wise decision in my mind for what it's worth. I think a lot of Iowa fans hoping against hope that Linderbaum just loved college so much, the homegrown kid pretty much from Solon, and with all the other returnees that have been announced in the last week to 10 days, maybe, just maybe, Linderbaum would give it another crack. But I'm quite confident that he got terrific advice from a lot of people, including Kirk Ferentz, maybe some previous Iowa players. I don't know, but I think it's a wise decision.
Yeah, I second that. I have no problems with it, and I wish Tyler the best of luck as far as the future is concerned. By the way, speaking of Iowa linemen, Tristan Wirfs, all-pro offensive tackle that name today. First team, 37 of 50 first place votes for Tristan Wirfs out there. Good for him. Maybe Tyler Linderbaum can join him somewhere along the line out there. But just a great story. Obviously, coming out of Solon, as folks know, Tyler Linderbaum was not a highly sought-after prep going into the college ranks. I think he was just a three. I say just a three-star prospect going into college, Mark. But he was on the defensive side of the ball, if you recall, going to Iowa City. And then and then after that first year, Kirk Ferentz and the rest of the folks on the staff saw something, saw a little glimmer of light, moved him to the offensive side, moved him to center. And 2 years, all kinds of All-American accolades. Picture will be up on the wall, and et cetera, as he is going to be a very rich man very, very soon out there. It's a great story for Tyler Linderbaum.
It is, and I thought it was cool that he played in the bowl game where others opted out for fear of injury, damaging hopes in the NFL draft. I thought it was cool that Linderbaum played in the game. And, it's a very good point that you made in terms of him starting out on the defensive side of the ball and then moving over to center. And his tape is off the chart. Is it tape these days? Film? I don't know.
Video.
The video is off the charts, okay? And Iowa fans have seen him for the better part of 2 years now. Doing what he's doing, a tremendous leader on the offensive line. He's going to be missed next year. Next man in.
We'll find out who the backup center was. You always took that for granted. He did miss a play, though, remember, in the Citrus Bowl.
After, he did.
After that, a little bit of a tweak out there. And I for one, as well as many, many other people, kind of had their heart in their throat there a little bit. Hoping that he was going to get back into the game. Did get back into the game after one play, and good for him out there. 86-99, yes, Linderbaum just adds to the Ferentz legacy of doing more with less. That's not a knock. That is a compliment because, again, get guys in here that are three stars that not a lot of people are going after, coach them up, get them better in the weight room, make them better football players, make them better as far as their football mentality is concerned, their football IQ. And, hey, another All-American out there and another probable first-round draft choice. I'm not going to say for sure first round. Probably will be, but I'm not going to say that because you don't know how things are going to go in the first round. I mean, the guy that's in the top 10 right now may end up in the second day because of the nitpicking that goes on between now and then and the underwear Olympics and everything like that. So, but he's going to be a very high draft choice. We know that.
Yeah, no question about it. I don't know where he's going to land. He should land middle of the first round, depending on team's needs, of course, and all that good rot. But he's going to make somebody a terrific offensive lineman, there's no question about it. And I'd love to have him on the Bears. The Bears don't have a first-round pick, so that's pie in the sky.
Well, I mean, you can make in all kinds of trades, man. Hey, never say never, right? Never say never.
The Bears have many needs.
True. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on Tyler Linderbaum and his decision to go to the National Football League. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena, college basketball, it was Iowa knocking off the Indiana Hoosiers in a very entertaining game last night as the Hawkeyes got the win by a count of 83-74. I think it's going to be known, Mark, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, as the Chris Murray game. Yeah, hopefully there'll be more of these, but you don't get many 29-point games off of the bench. 12 of 18 shooting, 2 of 5 from three-point land. He did that in 29 minutes last night. Had three steals in the ball game as well, and not only that, but also had 11 rebounds last night in the contest. That was an A++ for Chris Murray. If you said a Murray was going to get 29, you probably would have not put your money on Chris, even though Chris is a good ball player.
Yeah, exactly. My observation, if you thought, you know, ahead of time that Murray was going to have 29 and 11 and three steals, well, another great game for Keegan. But instead it was Chris. Keegan had a decent game. He got into foul trouble. But Chris really picked up the pace and really was a defensive problem for Indiana. How he progresses going forward, we shall see. But he's the big reason Iowa beat Indiana by 9 last night. And I'd argue one of the better halves of basketball for Iowa recently. Iowa winning the second half 42-26, forced 14 turnovers in the second half by Indiana. And the Hoosiers continued their road woes in the Big Ten. Very pivotal win for Iowa. We'll see how it benefits it going forward.
Couple of very interesting things. I would agree with you. The second half was terrific last night. Both offensively and defensively. Number one, rebounding. Iowa plus 4 last night, 35-31 as far as the rebounding edge is concerned. Didn't pass the ball quite as well, but they caused turnovers last night. I thought the three-quarter court was very effective, and Iowa's guards were better than Indiana's guards last night. Indiana's bigs, you can make a good point and a good case, were probably better inside. Iowa couldn't, the first 12 minutes of that game, Iowa just could not stop Indiana's bigs, Jackson Davis and Race Thompson. And Keegan Murray got two quick fouls. Philip Obracha got two fouls in 3.5 minutes. And enter Josh Ogundele last night, like I thought would happen. Now, it was predicated on the fact that they did get into a little foul trouble, but I still believe he would have played, and I think that was a good move by Fran McCaffrey. Then Ogundele got his two fouls. Bring in Ryan Mulvey. Now, Ryan Mulvey is, I'll be the first to admit, I think everybody would be, he's not, he should be a high school senior, and he just doesn't have the bulk to stay in there, and the basketball IQ is not quite there as of yet, but it's going to come. It's going to be fine, but throw 10 fouls in there. Throw 10 fouls in there, and I think that helped, certainly. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM as far as this Friday edition of the show is concerned. A couple other things last night. I thought coming off the bench, not only Chris Murray, but I also thought Tony Perkins played a very good game. Aaron Ulis had his moments, not toward the end of the ball game when he kind of incurred the wrath of Fran. Before Joe Toussaint went in right there at the end, and Toussaint caused another Indiana turnover there at the end of the ball game. But Iowa causing 23 miscues by the Hoosiers was very, very big as far as that game is concerned.
Yeah, and 14 in the second half, as I mentioned. And now what lies ahead, we're going to be saying every game day, Scott, this is a big game.
True.
And it's going to get monotonous. But it's going to be true. Iowa, 4 out of the next 6 on the road, including Minnesota coming up Sunday, and then at Rutgers before returning home to face Penn State and Purdue, and then going to Penn State and going to Ohio State. As I said, we're going to be saying every game, it's a big game.
That is true. 319-366-1600. Text line available to you out there, as well as our phone line if you'd like to weigh in there at 319-366-1600, as both Murrays were terrific. Keegan got into some foul trouble one of the few times so far this year. I tell you what, Fran was not a happy camper in the first half of that game last night. He got teed up, and I thought they banged him again. They didn't, but his reaction, and I thought one of the officials did give the second one, but they didn't. I had to look at it again and just ask a couple folks. Nope. Okay. Very good. He's still in the ballgame. It was interesting to say the least, as far as that is concerned, and as far as officiating, but it was that way both ways, and that's just the way it is. It's a tough game to officiate, no doubt about that. On the text line, 7854, wasn't Chris the higher average than Keegan at Prairie? Nope, Keegan was about a point and a half higher than Chris. Their senior year, as far as Prairie is concerned. And also, once again, Ogundele has a decent game when given the minutes. Ever since his game against Purdue, felt like he deserved more minutes. I'm right with you, 86-99. I called that, and I think it was a good move by Fran McCaffrey to get him in there. Defensively, Ogundele is fine. He's okay. He can give you the minutes. He can give you the fouls. He can move some people around. He's just not quite there offensively yet. He just doesn't have the footwork. He gets lost a little bit sometimes down on the block as far as his spins going either to the left or to the right. If he goes to the right, sometimes he gets a little bit too far under the backboard and the basket. Left, he goes a little bit too far away from the basket. That's going to come. That's all going to come. Bigs take a little bit longer as far as their offense to come around is concerned. But I'm with you. I think he's got to play. I think he is going to play from here on in.
Yeah, with every game, Josh Ogundele will grow. His line was not great in 7.5 minutes. He had 3 fouls, did have 2 block shots, but it took up space. And I think that's what Iowa needed last night. Scott, I want to address the maybe the elephant in the room, topic that we lamented yesterday between ourselves and with Kevin Lehman. 8 o'clock start. How would the crowd be? Official attendance in the box score, I was sent 11,246. You were there. How was the crowd?
It wasn't 11, but I think probably 995 would be my official crowd guesstimation last night. I'm not the world's greatest crowd guesstimator. Is that a word? Guesstimator? I don't know if it is.
It is now.
It is now. I defer to my former colleague from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Jeff Don. He was the greatest as far as crowd guesstimating is concerned. But at any rate, I had said about 9,000 to 9,500 were there. It was a much better crowd than it was for the Maryland game a week ago Monday.
It seemed like it was pretty active.
It was a very active crowd. It got loud in the second half. I guess people said on the text line yesterday, that thing can get loud. No doubt about that. And I don't know how many people were knitting, but yes, we did have the people. We did have the stampede. It wasn't quite at the under 4 timeout. It was more about 1.5 minutes to go in the game when the stampede up the aisles started. But you're right, Ann. I did not see anyone knitting, though, and did not see anybody on video knitting last night. So I guess that's an improvement. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We do have some breaking news, Mark. You don't have this on the scoreboard, I know, because it is breaking news that Kirk Ferentz, Iowa football has announced Kirk Ferentz has signed a contract extension that will take him through the 2029 season now. So that is 7 more years, obviously. 4-year contract extension that will go through 2029. His previous contract was set to expire in 2025. This is coming from the Des Moines Register. I am taking this information from. Originally set to earn $5.1 million before bonuses next year, including the $200,000 bonus for Iowa winning the Big Ten Western Division Championship, $5 million in base salary, and $925,000 in bonuses. He's 67 right now, so you add 7, he's going to be in the mid-70s by the time that this contract, if it if he sees it through, will expire.
Yeah, just looking at the email I received with other folks on the Iowa email train. What you said is accurate. Ferentz's previous contract ran through 2025. And this will take him into his 30th season as Iowa head football coach. What do you think about that, folks? 30 years, Kirk Ferentz. He just completed his 23rd.
319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Hey, Big Ten Western Division Championship. It's a good feather in your cap to have. Obviously, incentives kick in, bonuses kick in, but, you know, that's the name of the game, other than winning the ball game, which did not happen against a very, very good Michigan team this year. But, yeah, Kirk Ferentz sounds like he is going to be around longer than perhaps he hinted in the past. As the Register article points out, he has said on several occasions that he did not envision himself coaching past the age of 70. Well, that is different now. So, hey, everyone's entitled to change their mind at some point, correct? So Kirk Ferentz sounds like he has done that, just like Bill Snyder, says 2723. By the way, new book about Bill Snyder that I need to get. And read that one. I'm going to read more this year, Mark. That was my New Year's resolution this year.
It's not a bad resolution at all. And one of the Christmas gifts I got, I'm just getting into it, is called Hanging with Winners. It's a book co-written with our friend Rob Gray, who covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Gazette. Looking forward to reading that. He wrote the book with Ray Cole. Good goal for you, Scott.
Thank you. Good goal for everybody out there. A little less time on the internet, a little bit more reading. How's that? 319-366-1600. So there you go. There's your top story from your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, Mark. That's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. There you go. Kirk Ferentz contract extension. What else do we have?
Oh, we're into the scoreboard. I'm sorry.
Yes, I that was my segue to you, man.
I'm very sorry, Scott.
Are you fogged out by Izzy going through right now?
No.
Okay.
It's only open in Hawaii, underway in the second round. Zach Johnson has had a disappointing 2-over-par 72 in the first round, but he's making a big-time run right now to make the weekend. He just made his third straight birdie on the back nine on number 14. He is 4-under for the day, -2 for the tournament. Right now, the cut line is at -3. Could go to -4. Zach, with 4 holes left, try to get a couple more in the bag. Lastly, Caden Wetjen. You may remember him at Williamsburg, Scott, wide receiver. He has announced he's going to be a preferred walk-on at the University of Iowa. He's coming out of Iowa Western Community College, very good community college program. Caden Wetjen into the wide receiver core now at Iowa.
Yeah, and of course, Charlie Jones is coming back as well. That announcement was made yesterday. Yeah, good to see Zach put some birdies together. It's not an easy golf course, why lie, since they redid it a few years back, par 70 out there, a fur piece from Kapalua in the par 73 birdie-a-thon last week out there. We have a Matt Kuchar sighting, Mark.
He holds the lead jointly right now with Russell Henley and Dylan Wu.
Wu.
They are one stroke ahead of Jason Kokrak and Hao Tong Lee.
Yeah. Chris Kirk won behind those folks, as well as the plucky Kevin Na out there. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM, we're going to get a weather update for you from CBS2, Iowa News Now, and take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Super Wild Card Weekend. We also have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you coming up in just a little bit here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And that winter storm warning remains in effect as moderate to heavy snow continues as we head through this afternoon. That's going to lead to some tough travel for the evening commute with snow-covered roads, low visibility, and some blowing and drifting. The snow will continue overnight, winding down early Saturday morning. We'll then have some cooler air that does move in for the weekend with high temperatures in the teens on Saturday and in the 20s on Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Wild card weekend just got wild. FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds. That means you can bet $5 and win $150 on any team to win any wildcard game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. They have a simple and easy to use app with generous promotions every day, and when you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. Already have FanDuel Sportsbook? They're hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code COON at sign up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code KUHN and pick your wildcard team before kickoff. You must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer. Market max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
We've been banking with Midwest One for a very long time.
We're talking with John Buchanan about Midwest One Bank.
It's just very comforting to know that the people that are crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's are there. That's really what a wealth management department's all about. You just don't want to worry about it on a day-to-day basis. The ultimate is that the only reason you do it is because of love for the family.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Not FDIC insured. Not a deposit. No bank guarantee. Not insured by any federal government agency. May lose value.
When it comes to choosing a Medicare Advantage plan, Blue is affordable. Blue is convenient. Blue is staying healthy. And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one plans including medical and drug coverage, plus health benefits like dental, vision, hearing, fitness, and more. Some available at $0 premiums. Compare plans at WellmarkAdvantage.com. Wellmark Advantage Health Plan is a PPO and an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Wellmark Advantage Health Plan depends on contract renewal.
Menards has what you need to give your bathroom a fresh new update. Stop in and view our great selection of toilets from top brands, including American Standard. Replace yours with a Titan Tall Elongated Toilet. It has a powerful flush and AquaGuard to reduce condensation. Plus, it features EverClean technology so it will stay cleaner longer. Save big money right now on the American Standard Titan Elongated Toilet at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you, 319-366-1600, as we get ready to pick some games coming up here in just a little bit. 2794 contract extension helps recruiting, stops rumors about leaving amid players' careers. That has popped up, undoubtedly, as far as the recruiting trail is concerned. It's amazing, Mark. Amazing. All it took was one Friday afternoon, late, wasn't even that late, mid-Friday afternoon news release. And here we go as far as social networking is concerned. The pro-Ferentz side rejoicing, the anti-Ferentz side saying, and anti-Brian as well, going off their rockers at this point. We got nothing better to do in the midst of a snowstorm in 2022, right?
I guess not. We need a Phil Parker extension. Do we not? Need a LeVar Woods extension. Do we not? Whether those two guys will be part of Kirk Ferentz's staff for the next few years remains to be seen. I would say LeVar Woods has will have plenty of opportunities, if not Phil Parker. But, yeah, you get this every time there's an extension. No, folks, tax dollars are not involved. Don't go down that road. It doesn't work that way at the University of Iowa. Yes, I think it helps in recruiting. Kirk Ferentz recruiting better than ever, I think, right now. Xavier Wampa named one of the top three defensive high school players in the country today by the Maxwell Club. He's one of three finalists. That's the cream of his incoming recruiting class. And there's more out there, including Caden Proctor, Wampa's teammate at Southeast Polk, could be joining the Hawkeyes. Recruiting, I don't think, is a huge problem right now for Kirk Ferentz and the University of Iowa. And a lot of that has to do with his assistants, but it also has to do with stability at the head coaching position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment, Kirk Ferentz getting a contract extension through 2029 as the head football coach of the University of Iowa. And, hey, you cannot go against any of the facts about Kirk Ferentz and what he has put up there as far as double-digit win years in the at the University of Iowa. If Kirk was an accountant out there, he would be getting raises each year. Am I wrong about that? About getting his job done? Or, you know, whatever. Lawyer, accountant, construction head. I don't know. You name it. If you get the job done, you deserve to get rewarded. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think from the fan standpoint, the more the team wins, in this case 10 wins this year, the more they want. They want 11. They want 12. Reach the Big Ten championship game. But for some fans, and I'm not saying it's wrong, they want a Big Ten championship in that game. And that's not unreasonable. I think that's where some of the fan base is and has been. The more your team wins, the more you want more.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Let's turn to just a couple minutes here. Let's get one more in before we do that. The guy went 10-4 with a subpar O-line and a new quarterback. Show me one person who expected more than 10 wins before the season. I'm with you. I said 8. That was my prediction. So over the top as far as that is concerned.
Could have been 7 or 8 real easy.
Could have been. Could have been. No doubt about it. Super Wild Card Weekend coming up this weekend, and it will get underway with a couple of games coming up tomorrow in the National Football League, 3 more on Sunday, and then the first ever Monday night playoff game, and we'll have the games here on KGYM for you. Starts with the Vegas-Cincinnati game tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night it'll be New England and Buffalo going at it on Sunday. It'll start off with Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. Middle game will be San Francisco at Dallas, Pittsburgh at Kansas City in the nightcap on Sunday, and then the Cardinals at the Rams coming up on Monday. What's the one that's got your attention the most, Mark? And everyone out there at 319-366-1600, which of the wild card games has the most intrigue?
Niners and Cowboys for me. I think the Raiders and Bengals and the Patriots and Bills tomorrow are very interesting as well. Actually, poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the underdogs. All road teams are underdogs in this round of games. Go to KGYMRadio.com and vote. Which underdog has the best chance of winning its game outright? Raiders over the Bengals? Patriots over the Bills? Eagles over the Bucks? Niners over the Cowboys, Steelers over the Chiefs, and Cardinals over the Rams. thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement and Steve Anderson and his crew for sponsoring said poll question. Are you worried about ageless Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, me?
Yes.
It was a pretty big margin the first time the two teams went up against one another. I'm worried the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to want to play their hearts out for Ben Roethlisberger. That's what I'm worried about. The Chiefs should win. Could we see some snow, by the way, on Sunday in Kansas City? Just throwing that out there. We'll see. But I think the Chiefs will survive. I think they should survive. If they don't survive, that would be headlines, I think, out there. You're always a little worried, but the scale of worrying from DEFCON 1 to DEFCON 5, I'm about a 3 or a 4 right now.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. How about what would be, I would say the Cardinals / 49ers have the best shot of getting an upset.
Well, the Patriots are going to be very tough against the Bills. The Raiders playing very well right now, but I love Cincinnati. I tend to agree with you there. The Niners going to the Cowboys. Niners look very good last week. So these games are typically close.
Yes, they are. Yes,
the Saints blew out the Bears last year, but that was about the only one that was, lopsided. So it's going to be a fun weekend. I ran into Tom Darden.
Oh, okay.
Former Michigan Wolverine and NFL player at the store yesterday. Said, Duker, this is my favorite round of games.
I remember Tom Darden
picking up a little Corona for the weekend.
Old number 27 for the Cleveland Browns, yep. Back when they played at old Cleveland Muni Stadium out there. We're going to pick those games right after this. We're going to bring in our friend Dave from Emil's Hideaway, give somebody out there a chance to win a $25 gift card. By the way, hey, breaking news, Dave won again last week. So, Ben, Dave won the Emil's Hideaway last week. So, you got that? All right, Ben's on it. He's got that all taken care of. So that participant gets a $25 gift card. We'll give another one away coming up here after this short break here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back. 3:43 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. It's time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. The folks out there always helping us here at KGYM. Chris and Jamie and Dave and the entire staff out there do appreciate everything they do for us, including the pick six. Your chance to get a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. And all you need to do is be one of the three callers at the end of our segment and hope that your prognosticator has the best week, which was Dave again. last week. Congratulations, Dave. This is it's getting monotonous, isn't it? It's like Kirk Ferentz having good years and getting contract extensions and, you know, all that. Congrats.
Absolutely. And for those worried about Kirk, I lived through 20 years of losing football seasons. So be careful what you wish for.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, Mark, get us ready to go, caught up to speed, and into the week.
Yeah, it came down to last night. The Iowa-Indiana game was our last game on the slate that we picked. Dave and I picked Iowa. Scott picked Indiana by virtue of the Iowa victory. Dave finishes 5-1. I finished 4-2. Scott finishes 3-3. Dave, with an 8-game lead over Scott in the individual standings right now. And this round of games will be the Super Wild Card weekend. And Dave, you're going to be first up. Tomorrow, Las Vegas at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, a 5.5-point favorite.
The weather forecast for this Saturday afternoon contest in Cincinnati looks a little better now. It could be cold with temperatures around 30 degrees, but the winds will not be as big a factor as originally predicted. The rain and snow look to be light or even non-existent now. The Raiders won a classic last Sunday night by defeating the Chargers in overtime and enter this game on a 4-game win streak. These teams met in November, and the Bengals won in Las Vegas 32-13. The Raiders had to play overtime Sunday night, and the Bengals rested Joe Burrow and several other starters. Now the NFL will make them the first game on Saturday, and they will have to travel east for the game. It's a tough spot in a rough setting. Give me Cincinnati to win and cover.
All right. Very good. I'm with you. I think the Raiders played their playoff game last week, and I think it may have taken a lot out of them. Plus, this is a really good Cincinnati Bengals team. Really good Cincinnati Bengals team. It's been a long time since they won a playoff game, and for our good friend Rick Swan, I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals and throw the 5.5.
No, Dave, you're right. It is a tough spot for Vegas. But I like Carr. I like Vegas' ability to run the football with Jacobs. Now, Burrow and Chase are a nightmare matchup for anyone. And we've got that first result that Dave mentioned in November, a really walkover by Cincinnati. But this is the playoffs. You give me 5.5 points. And I'll gamble with Vegas. Second game, Scott, you are up also tomorrow. New England is at Buffalo. New England and Bill Belichick getting 4 points.
I think this is the team that Buffalo wanted. Yes, it is the third matchup, and it's hard to they split their first two of the season. But I think this is the one that Buffalo wanted, and this is the one they got. And I think just Buffalo's the better team here. I'm going to throw the 4 again. I'm riding with the home favorite. I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills.
It's the playoffs, right?
Last time I checked.
It's Bill Belichick. And while I think Buffalo has the better roster, a better team, I think Mac Jones is going to have a big game. I'll take the 4 points in New England. Dave.
The rubber match between these two division rivals will be on Saturday night. New England won the first game 14-10 on a cold and windy day at Buffalo in early December. The Patriots threw only 3 passes in that contest. And in their second matchup, the Bills never punted and won 33-21 at New England. The Patriots lost 3 of their last 4 games, which allowed the Bills to win the AFC East title. Give me Buffalo to win and cover.
Okay, game three, and I am up. The first game on Sunday is Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay favored by 8.5. Tampa Bay is a little banged up. And I think Philly has a very nice run game. I think a nice enough run game that it can keep it close. So I'm going to ride with the underdog again. Give me Philadelphia plus 8.5. Dave.
The first game on Sunday is a rematch. The Bucks won the game in Philadelphia 28-22. Tampa Bay led 28-7 late in the third quarter and scored 15 unanswered points and covered the 7.5-point spread. The Bucks are dealing with a number of injuries on both sides of the ball, including wide receiver Mike Evans. The Eagles used last week to rest several key starters in their game with Dallas. Tampa Bay is the better team when healthy, but they have a lot of question marks coming into this game. I think they win this game, but give me the Eagles to cover.
So you both have the Eagles, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go through this once again? Let's see. Atlanta, Carolina, Detroit, Denver, New Orleans, the only over 500 team, Jets, Washington, Giants, Washington. Those are the teams that the Eagles have beaten. Tampa Bay wins this in a romp.
All right, game four. It's the afternoon game on Sunday, San Francisco at Dallas. The 49ers getting 3 points, Dave.
This game is the only wild card matchup that isn't a rematch from the regular season. Some key elements to this game include the fact that San Francisco runs the ball well. Dallas is ranked 23rd against the run. San Francisco likes to throw to their tight ends and slot receivers. Dallas is among the worst teams in the league at defending those players in the middle of the field. Looking at their season, the Cowboys beat up on the bad teams this year, but when they had to kick it up a level with the better teams, they struggled. Give me the 49ers on the points.
I'm going to go against my first three picks right here. This will be the first underdog I take. I got the feeling that San Francisco might win this game, and straight up, I will take the 3 points gladly in this one. I think Cowboys are going to have trouble with Deebo Samuel downfield, like you talked about, Dave. I like the Niners and getting three in this one as well, Mark.
I've liked San Francisco all week, but for some reason, I'm going to go with Dallas in this game. I'm not confident of Jimmy Garoppolo, although he played an excellent game against the Chargers. I think Dak Prescott carries this Cowboy team to a win and a cover. Scott, appropriately enough, the next game, Sunday night game, in Kansas City, the Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chiefs, a big 12-point favorite. Head or heart, Scott?
Hey, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'll throw 12. I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Well, this could be obviously Ben Roethlisberger's last game. And some reason, I mean, these playoff games are always a lot closer than 12 points. That's a lot of points in a playoff game. I'll take Pittsburgh plus 12, Dave.
Because Kansas City won 9 of their last 10 games and routed Pittsburgh 36-10 3 weeks ago, I understand the high spread in this game. I'm surprised it isn't higher. It's probably because the Chiefs don't always cover, and they were 6-4 against the spread. In the first game, T.J. Watt did not play, and Pittsburgh had 5 fumbles. The Pittsburgh Steelers are living on borrowed time but the pressure is clearly on the Chiefs. Kansas City should be content to get out of here with a win, but watch out if the Steelers are able to bring more of a pass rush. Give me Pittsburgh in the points.
Okay, last game is on me and the tiebreaker as well. It's Monday night, Arizona at the LA Rams. The Rams favored by 4. And our tiebreaker is Ben Roethlisberger passing yards against the Chiefs. This is the toughest game on the board for me. The Cardinals have struggled down the stretch. I've always liked the Rams roster. I'm wary of the 4 points, but I will take LA in this one. And Ben will throw for 213. Dave.
Both Arizona and the LA Rams won as small road underdogs in their regular season games. The Cardinals limped into the playoffs, losing 4 of their last 5 games. The Rams won 4 of their last 5 games, but they have had their own problems. Quarterback Matt Stafford has turned the ball over 8 times in the last 3 games. Stafford is 0-3 in the postseason, all with Detroit, of course. There is doubt about how he will perform with the pressure ramping up. Give me the Rams to win and cover. And I'll take Big Ben for 230.
All right. Arizona, the best road mark in the National Football League at 8-1. They seemingly play better away from Glendale. Don't know why. I'm not sure they're going to win this game, but I know they're going to keep it close, and this all depends on Matt Stafford. And is he going to be good Matt Stafford or bad Matt Stafford? I'm going to take Arizona in this one and the 4 points, and I'm going to go with an even 200 as far as Ben is concerned.
Okay, Dave's win last week made Robert in Coralville a winner of a $25 gift card to Emo's Hideaway. And we're going to give one lucky listener a chance to attach themselves to Dave, Scott, or myself. Dave, I hope you enjoy the games this weekend, man.
Thank you, and you guys stay safe and be careful.
Yeah, and that goes for everybody out there. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. That is the number. We need 3 contestants right now. If you have been a contestant, hold off. Let some of our other listeners have a shot at it. 319-366-1600. And definitely, if you are a winner over the last 30 days, please do not try. And just play along at home. The home version of the game, if you will. All right. Should be fun. NFL always is, Mark. Very tough. Very tough indeed to handicap. Very tough to bet. No doubt about it. But we'll see how this all plays out, and we'll let you know on Tuesday who our winner is going to be. As you get ready to close up shop coming up on Monday, we'll take a look at the wild card weekend. We'll talk Iowa and Minnesota basketball. Iowa State and Texas coming up tomorrow. Big game for the Cyclones at home. Not going to say not nearly a must-win game or anything like that, Mark, but still. Right now, Iowa State at, 1-3 in the Big 12? 1-4 with 2 home losses is not going to look real good, especially going to Lubbock coming up again next week. So it's a big game for T.J. Otzelberger and the Cyclones tomorrow.
No question about it. Trying to rebound after that very disappointing outcome at Kansas.
Yeah. All right, so stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. They'll take you from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Winter storm warning in effect. Izzy is making its way through right now. If you need to go out, please, please be slow, be careful. Give yourself extra time and give yourself room between you and your fellow driver out there. And do not make a last-second lane change or anything in front of anyone out there. Be very careful. All right, Mark, talk to you coming up on Monday.
Have a great weekend. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly.